And you did he make alive when ye were dead through your trespasses and sins, wherein ye once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, of the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once lived in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. It's one thing to look at the lives of most of the people we know and say, there are good people in the world. Mankind has a tendency to number or compare ourselves with certain of them that commend themselves, but they themselves, measuring themselves by themselves, are comparing themselves with themselves, are without understanding. 2 Corinthians 10:12. Mankind is able to develop such an attitude about themselves and others because all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But Jehovah weigheth the spirits. Proverbs 16:2. So, it's not how we see ourselves, but how Jehovah sees us. There are many actions in life that mankind may perceive to be of little notice by Jehovah. Solomon wrote a proverb that goes like this: a false balance is an abomination to Jehovah, but a just weight is his delight. Proverbs 11:1. A false balance is an indicator of a dishonest heart. Even in our society, there is a division of weights and measures housing material objects that represent weights and measures. If there should ever be a question concerning the weight of a pound, the division of weights and measures would be the entity to validate the true measure. When mankind uses phrases such as, I'm a good person, or I'm just as good as the next guy, there needs to be a standard upon which good is defined. What is good? In the religious realm, mankind views their condition before God as it is defined by their own estimation of what constitutes good. However, if mankind could see themselves as God sees them, we might come away with a different conclusion concerning what's good. What does God see when dealing with mankind? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk, in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardening of their heart, who being past feeling gave themselves up to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Ephesians 4. 17 through 19. The scriptures record an event that took place between two men, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Concerning these two, they went up into the temple to pray. And here's what took place. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself: God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be thou merciful to me, a sinner. I say unto you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, but he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Luke 18:11 through 14. Which of the two best describes you? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember, for while we were yet weak, in due season, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. For peradventure, for the good man, someone would even dare to die. But God commendeth his own love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:6-8.